From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 17th, 2015. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at ARRL.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, ARRL and U.S. House members are coming through to support H.R. 1301, amateur radio...
So that was the 49-meter broadcast band. And now let's go to the 40-meter amateur band and see how the receiver does on SSB and CW.
That's fine, eh? Ah, ja. Okay, und mit dem Masten, du, hatten wir ja hier auch gemacht. Ich hab da dann so 150 Flaschen immer, als ich gemacht.
Und hat meine Kilometer abgerissen mit ihm.
Er hat das bekommen, was er brauchte. Ja, und mir ging's dann schon besser. Ja, und jetzt machst du mal mit der XOL so einen kleinen.
Also, hier geht's etwas fertig. Dich konnte ich hören, ob er den Sieger war im Rauschen.
Ja, das ist ja 170. Ich rufe das 71. Ja, was ist das denn?
Ja, inzwischen ist er einer auf 72.
Maybe he'll give you a different report, I don't know.
Exactly, Bravo. Delta Julian ZR.
Eight, and I could hear someone speaking, but no chance to understand a single word. So...
I tried to find a better position on the
of the antenna, but there was no improvement. So sorry about this, and back to you, Colin.
Rings in the wall are those leather cable
going down the.
Down into the restaurant area for power. Although we did take the generator last year as well, we didn't use it, I don't think. But I think that's the intent.
But the weather's very vacant.
Écoutez, sur le 20 000...
Je sais que ça passe pas.
C'est que 40 meters, October, Norway, 4, Charlie, Japan, Kilo. This is Oscar, November, 4, Charlie, Julia, Kilo, c'est que 40 meters.
So there we go, the 40-meter amateur band on two transistors, and you can probably hear the slight pulling of the frequency on some of the strong CW stations, and that's because there's no RF stage between the antenna and the rest of the circuit. The antenna's going straight into the infinite impedance detector. And now to the 30-meter amateur band, 10 megahertz. There wasn't a lot on when I was listening, but really amazing, just below the 10 megahertz amateur allocation, I heard Gander Radio from New Hampshire, and well, you can hear for yourself what it sounds like receiving from across the Atlantic on 10 megahertz.
time 08000 wind 041 mile 7 knots, visibility 15 miles, ceiling 1 3000 overcast, temperature minus 0. This is Gander Radio out.